Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Turn your minds and your hearts toward the Lord, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you once again, humbling ourselves before you, asking for mercy. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll forgive our sins and blot out our transgressions. And while we pray this prayer, oh God, search our hearts, for Lord, we don't know our own hearts, but you know our hearts, oh God, and you try the reins. Lord, we're looking unto you for guidance and for direction. We are asking that you will take control of this show tonight, that you will speak to every listener, Lord. Oh, God, touch every heart, move by your power, and have your way. Oh, Lord, we invite you in to the realm of this meeting, oh, God. Lord, we are connected to you, Lord Jesus, in the Spirit. And we're asking that you will have your way and let your holy will be done. Lord God, send your word and send your anointing. Lord, speak to each and every one of us. Lord, minister to us the things that we stand in need of. Oh, Lord Jesus, while we're praying, we ask, God, that you will move in a miraculous way, that you will work wonders, that you will touch, Lord, heal, save, Lord Jesus. Lord, you are the author and finisher of our faith, and we need you to increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to believe you. Take away all doubts. Take away the unbelief. Take away the drawback and the uncertainties. Remove them out of the way, Lord God, and increase our faith. Help us, Lord, to do your will, for without you we can do nothing. Have your eternal way, and let your holy will be done. Lord, we pray for healing, oh Lord.
Yes,
Lord. So many are so sick, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We know, God, that you have all the power, and you are our God. You are the one who healed us, both spiritually and naturally. And we are praying, God, for the healing of our nation in the name of Jesus. Lord,
yes,
move
Lord.
All around the world. Cause somebody to hear your word. Cause somebody's heart to be pricked unto repentance. Lord, and cause someone to surrender and give their lives unto you. We believe it right now, Lord God, and we count
yes,
it
Lord.
As done.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for
yes,
just giving
Lord.
Us
thank
this
you,
opportunity
thank you,
to praise you, Lord, and to lift up your holy name. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For hearing
Lord.
Our prayer, Lord. We thank you for
yes,
the moving
Lord.
Of your spirit. We
thank
you
Jesus.
For the
yes,
outpouring
Lord.
Of your spirit, oh God. We thank you. For
thank
miracles,
you,
Lord, thank you for healing.
Thank you,
we thank you in advance, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you right now, God,
thank
for
you,
all
Jesus.
That is done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. We ask
yes,
it all
Lord.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the blessed Holy Ghost, Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. We just thank God for the blessings. We thank the Lord for prayer. Just thank God for each and every one of you tuning in on tonight. Praise be to God. Our host for tonight is Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. And also I have my co-host on the line as well, Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And I'm going to turn this portion into the hands of Evangelist Khadijah.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Pastor Sheila Hameen's show with your host today, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. We thank God for all of those on the broadcast today and those who are listening online. Thank you so much for taking out a little time and spending that time with us and with the Lord on our show today. And we thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer in Jacksonville, Florida, at Victory Temple. Well, on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
And we also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
God bless you. And she is from our Headquarters Christian Temple in Camden, New Jersey. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture. And it's taken from the 132nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, Psalm 132. And I'm going to start at the first verse. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions, how he sware unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to mine eyes or slumber to mine eyelids until I find out a place for the Lord and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Lo, we heard of it at Ephratah. We found it in the fields of the wood. We will go into his tabernacles. We will worship at his footstool. Arise, O Lord, into thy rest, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let the priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. For thy servant David's sake, turn not away the face of thine anointed. The Lord hath sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. If thy children will keep my covenant and my testimony that I shall teach them, their children shall also sit upon thy throne forevermore. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. His enemies will I clothe with shame, but upon himself shall his crown flourish. And thank God for the 132nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 18th verses. And we're going to sing a portion of this song. There is nothing more precious than Jesus to me. Better and her treasures be gone. I'm rich as can be when my Savior I see. I'm happy, happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God that I can say I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get so low, but I thank God that I can still say I'm happy with Jesus alone. Just one more time. I'm happy with Jesus alone. I'm so happy with Jesus alone. Sometimes I get low, but I thank God I can say I'm happy with Jesus alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to Evangelist Maybell Edmonds so she can have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. God bless every one of you in Radio Land that is listening on tonight, tuning in. And we thank you for the faithful ones who have been tuning in every week. We
Amen.
Praise God for you, and we are thankful for you tuning in with us. And we thank God for the song that was sang, I'm Happy with Jesus Alone. After God has blessed us and made a way for us, yes, we are happy with Jesus alone. And thank
Amen.
God for the reading of the scripture from the 132nd number of Psalm, how that the Lord was saying, Lord, remember David and all his afflictions.
Yes.
David went through a lot of afflictions. His enemies rose up against him. The devil sought to slay him and to take his life. But the Lord delivered David out of all of his troubles. After crying all night long, eating, how that the Lord finally delivered David out of all of his afflictions and out of all of his troubles. And I want to say to you that are listening, it doesn't matter what affliction, what weakness, or what ailment may be troubling you, the Lord is able to deliver you from all of those ailments. If
Amen.
You just receive the word of God, he will work it out for you. I know we are living in troubled times and so much going on in this land, so much wickedness in the land, but the Lord is able to sustain you, to keep you, and to bring you unto him. If you don't know the Lord, you can get to know him, and if you know the Lord, you can get more strength. So we thank God for the beautiful song that was sang and the beautiful scriptures that were read. May you find comfort in the reading of the word of God. And we also thank God for the opening prayer. It's what we need in these last and evil days.
That's
so
right.
We thank God for every one of you. We thank God for all of you who have sent your texts in. We thank God for you also, and whatever you have need of or what desire that you are desiring of the Lord, just listen into the word of God, and may you find strength, may you find your deliverance, may you find your help, whatever it is you need. As we present to you the speaker on tonight in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless. God bless. Once again, I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. We just thank God for prayer. We thank God for the word of God. And the word of God is so precious. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can find everything we need, the word of God. And I thank God for just blessing us to have this great opportunity. Again, we thank God for each one of you, and I really cannot express that enough, how thankful I am that you are tuning in and you're supporting us and you are praying for us. And it's just a blessing indeed to know that someone cares enough, amen, and willing to take the time out to show love and support. Praise
Amen.
God. That is something that we all need right now. Amen. We just thank God for all things said and done thus far. And at this time, let us prepare for the word of God. If you want to read along in the scripture, you may get your Bibles ready. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will be going to the book of Psalms, 150 number of Psalms, verses 1 through 6. That's the entire Psalm. And also, I'll be going over to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, verses 13 through 25, if it be the Lord's will.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Tonight, I would like to leave a title of Let Everything That Have Breath Praise the Lord.
All right.
And our theme tonight is Praise Ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. It was mentioned, and Evangelist May just mention this about David, who had the enemies coming against him, but God delivered him from all of his enemies.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. God was there for him in his time of need. And God is here for us in our time of need. Amen.
Amen.
There was something that King David did, and that was he had a strong relationship with the God of heaven. Amen.
Yes, he did.
He had a very close relationship with the Lord who came to fight his battles, who came
Amen.
To rescue him in the time of his troubles. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he recognized the power praising God. Thank you, Jesus. He
yes.
recognized that if he could just render praises unto God, wonderful things would happen. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If he could just give some kind of praise to the Lord, he knew that God would always come through for him. And this is something that many of us may not even recognize of how powerful praise is. And so tonight I would like to encourage you to praise the Lord. Amen.
Yes, glory to God.
Let us go to the 150th number of Psalms, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts.
Yes.
Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
I just want to stop there for now and just look at these verses a little closer. And the first thing that we are exhorted to do in verse 1, saying, praise ye the Lord. You praise the Lord. If
Hallelujah.
No one else will praise him, you praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
When no one else is willing to support you in the praises, you keep on praising him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Praise God in his sanctuary. Go into the sanctuary, even the sanctuary of your heart, and give God the praise.
Yes.
We may not be able to assemble as we used to and go into the building, but go into the sanctuary, the place of praise and worship, and give God praise.
Amen.
Praise him in the firmament of his power. Hallelujah. God's power surrounds us. Everywhere we are, the power of God is present. So let us give praise in the firmament of his power.
Amen.
Praise him for his mighty acts. Let us get this praise in our mouth and in our heart, and let's praise the Lord for all the things that he has done. Let's praise him and keep on praising him, and let us not stop.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Every day, we ought to render some kind of praise to our God. Because when the Lord caused us to open our eyes and we were able to get up and move around, thank you, Jesus, he was worthy to be praised at that
yes.
moment. If you
yes,
didn't give him praise, you ought to praise him right now. Praise
yes,
to God.
Yes.
Because
glory
it's a blessing
God.
Indeed to be yes, alive
Jesus.
Today. Oh,
amen.
He's worthy of all the praises. And everything that has breath ought to give the Lord praise. Amen.
Hallelujah.
There are many ways that we can praise God. There are many
glory
situations God. In which we can praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and starting with verse 13, but I just want to bring you up to speed of what happened
yes.
prior to verse 13. And this was during the reign of King Jehoshaphat.
Yes.
King Jehoshaphat had some enemies who came up against him to battle.
Yes.
Oh, but what they didn't know is that King Jehoshaphat had a close relationship with Almighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
King, he was human, yes, and he was fearful when these enemies came up against them because there were so many of them. They outnumbered them. Oh, praise God. But when God is on our side, he's more
yes.
than the whole world against us.
Glory,
oh,
glory,
glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Nevertheless,
yes. yes.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It didn't stop him from seeking the Lord. But this
yes.
fear that he had, it drove him to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed the fast throughout all Judah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And so this brought about unity among the people. They got together, and they gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. So they
Amen.
Knew that they could go to God and ask the Lord to help them. And the Lord
Amen.
Would show up every time. Thank you, Lord. So
yes.
they prayed earnestly before the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And the Lord heard their prayer. And so we pick up in verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children.
Yes.
Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. They prayed until the Spirit of the Lord came down.
All right.
And the
amen.
Lord anointed Jehaziel, amen, and in verse 15, and he said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. The Lord began to comfort them and to let them know that you are not alone. I'm there for you. I'm here. I'm here right now to deliver
yes.
you. It does not belong to you, but it belongs to me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. God always has a way of showing up right on time. Amen.
Yes,
when we least expect it, God will move in a way we could not have even perceived. But
yes,
God
yes.
has his own way and his own time when
yes.
he will show up and he will deliver. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so the 16th verse, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziph, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jericho. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God revealed their strategy.
God let them know exactly where they would be posted
all
up.
Right.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ah, oh, thank you, Lord. Glory
thank
to praise be God. He'll show you where the enemy is.
Yes,
and
amen.
You're able to put up a defense against them. Glory to God.
Yes.
You shall not need to end this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your salvation is already granted. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to shoot a spear. You don't have to throw a knife. You don't have
All
to
right.
do anything but just stand still and
stand
see
still.
The salvation of the Lord with you. Oh, Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Just go on running to that enemy, because
yes.
the Lord is with you. Let him
Amen.
See that you're not afraid. As long as you know God is on your side, you have
Glory
nothing
to,
to fear. Thank you, Jesus. And
yes.
Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Oh, they began to just give those praises unto the Lord. They worshiped
yes.
for what he had already spoken to them. Amen. They already had won the battle. They had the victory already. And they didn't have to wait till the battle was over. Oh, thank you, Lord. But they began to worship the Lord. And
Amen.
19, and the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. So they didn't quietly praise the Lord,
All
but
right.
with a loud voice on
yeah.
high, they began to shout out praises unto God. Amen.
Glory to God.
Praises because they have the victory. Praises
yes.
because of their salvation. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. We ought to learn from this. We ought to learn to give praise unto the Lord. We might not can see our way through, but praise him, and the Lord will see you through to the other side. Oh,
mm-hmm.
hallelujah, praise God. Verse 20, and they rose early in the morning. They didn't just sit around and lay around and take their time, but early in the morning, they
yes.
began to rise up and went
yes.
forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. Oh, glory to God. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat
yes.
stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Shall ye be established, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Amen.
That was a blessing. Oh,
yes, Lord.
Yes. They were encouraged to just believe God. To
Amen.
Believe God, and God would establish them to believe
yes.
his prophets, and they would prosper. Oh, thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
This is an evil that covers many people. The spirit of unbelief.
Amen.
When things look impossible, when things look like they're so grim and there's no hope, that's when you ought to believe God and you ought to go ahead on and praise him just like you already have your victory. Thank you, Lord
yes.
Jesus. You ought to praise him in advance. Cry out to him saying, Lord, I need a healing. Oh, praise
yes.
be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
You ought to render praise unto him and thank him for your healing.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Believe God, and he will establish you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Going on to verse 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord. and that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and to say, praise him for his mercy endureth forever. It's the song of deliverance.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever.
Yeah,
and they were instructed to sing unto the Lord.
Yes.
And to praise the beauty of holiness.
Oh, amen.
Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, God started moving. Oh, bless the
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
All right.
You know, sometimes you don't feel like really singing all the time. You don't really feel like pressing like you should. But the moment you do, that's when God sets things in motion.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Says here, when they began and to praise, these two things went together. They were singing and they were praising the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. That's all it took for them to start singing. Hallelujah. You got to learn to press your way. You got to sing praises to the Lord when you don't feel like it.
Amen.
When you've been discouraged or you feel despondent, you got to sing praises to the Lord. You got to sing hallelujah.
Yes.
Sometimes you just have to sing your way out of trouble. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank
While
yes,
you're
Lord.
Singing, praising
yes,
the Lord,
you,
he's lifting you up out of your trouble.
You,
oh, thank you, Jesus. He's healing you of that infirmity that's in your body that you're not even aware of. Oh, glory to God. He's moving in your behalf and in your stead. Hallelujah. He's taking up the battle just for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He's answering your prayers while you're singing and praising before him. Amen.
Amen.
He did a mighty work for the people of God. Verse 23. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir. This is what God did. He turned the enemies against each other. Utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. So then they killed off the inhabitants of Seir, and then they turned and killed each other. And this is what God caused to happen. This was God's battle. This is the way God delivered his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. And no doubt while they were singing and praising the Lord, they didn't see all the ambushments going on. They didn't see all the killing going on. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. But the aftermath, that's when they began to be blessed. Amen.
Amen.
And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies. Fallen to the earth, and none escaped. Not one enemy escaped. All out.
Amen.
Nothing but dead bodies left. Verse 25, and when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much.
Lord,
it was just so much. And God, he will pour out blessings that we won't have room to receive.
Amen.
When we begin to render praise to the Lord as we ought. When we lift up our voices and
sing unto the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. The blessings will come down and overtake us. Oh, praise the Lord. And I mean these. It took them 3 days to gather up all the spoil. It was just so much of it. There were riches there, precious jewels, and they could have this for themselves because they were the victors. Amen. Hallelujah. And they took the spoil. Glory be to my God.
All right.
26, and on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka unto this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. Oh, thank you, Lord. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. God gave them the victory. He gave them so much, and they did prosper because they believed God. And they sang to the Lord, and they praised him. They lifted up his name, hallelujah,
in
the midst of a battle. Glory to God. They were praising God and they were singing unto the Lord. And let on to teach us a lesson. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And I know things can get pretty bad sometimes. We can have terrible tests and trials that seem to overthrow our faith. Oh, we can be on the verge, but if we can just open our mouths and begin to sing to the Lord and to give him praise, I believe that God will step in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he will make everything all right.
Amen.
Oh, the enemy has come to tear our families apart. Lord, he's come to interfere with our labor of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to keep on sending up praises because God, he takes pleasure in his people. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wants us to give him praise because he wants to bless us in a great and a mighty way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And I just want to read these latter verses, verse 27. Then they returned, every man of Judah, to Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy. At first, they had all this fear. They were afraid, but they went back with joy. For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. They went in there ready to praise God like never before. They went in there ready to send up the high praises. Hallelujah. They went in there with the psaltery. They got the music together. The singers, hallelujah, praise be to God. And they just went forth, and I don't know how long they went, but I believe it was a hallelujah, glory to God, praise the Lord, good time in there.
All right.
Thank
all right.
Jesus. They had great joy because God had delivered them out of the hand of their enemies. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we ought to just praise God. We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. We ought to just render these praises to the Lord. And I want to say to you, no matter what your situation is, no matter what you're going through, you are encouraged and exhorted tonight to praise the Lord because the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
And no one is exempt. Thank you, Lord. Doesn't matter who you are, claim to be, or what you don't claim.
Let everything that has breath
everything.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
You might say, well, I've been excommunicated from the church, and they don't want me to do this, and they don't want me to do that, but you have no excuse.
Amen.
Amen. Because while you're excommunicated, if the Lord should call you home, you have to give account for the deeds done in your body. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah. And you can't use for an excuse, well, they put me out the church, or they sat me down, or they took my license, they did this and they did that. There's
no
excuse.
Let
everything that have breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do God's will. Do whatever
yes.
God has given you to do.
Amen.
Let nothing stop you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank
Glory
you, Jesus.
Be to God. Let nobody stand in your way. If they are in the way, you tell God about it, and he'll make the way for you. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Things may not be just like we want them to be, because we get kind of used to things being a certain way, but things are not going to stay the same all the time. Amen. And even in the changing times that we have going on, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So standing before the Lord, trying to give an excuse saying, well, I couldn't praise the Lord because I was told to be quiet. You ought to open your mouth even louder. Amen. And praise God like never before. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a work
Hallelujah.
To do, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We have to do it no matter
yes.
what. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. God is making provisions and making
yes.
ways for us to do his will. And so we are without excuse. No one can stand there and make an excuse before God, because all excuses have been nailed to the cross.
Yes.
Jesus
Amen.
Died on that cross and took all the excuses away from us. So now we
Amen.
Are without excuse. And I know
yes.
that sometimes people hold things against us. Sometimes
yes.
people carry these things to their grave.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that God is not like man.
Amen.
It might take them 10 years to forgive you and restore you or accept
yes.
you back and all of
yes.
this. But God, he'll forgive you right on the spot.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
He will. Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. He'll forgive you if you ask him. He'll forgive you. It doesn't take 10 years to forgive anyone. It doesn't take him that long to restore you. He'll do it as soon as your heart meets the condition. He'll do it right then and there. Oh,
yes.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise
Thank
the
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
So I just want to encourage you to let God have his way in your life. Let nothing stop you. Let nothing stand in your way. Yes, some things will cause us to fear or be dismayed, but the Lord will come and encourage us and let us know we don't have to fear, because he
Amen.
Is with us. Amen.
Yes.
He is there for us to see
Amen.
Us through. Oh, praise the Lord. So don't stop praising God. If you're a preacher, don't stop preaching. Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
If they don't want you to preach in their church, go preach somewhere else. Preach on the
Amen.
Street.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Get on the phone and start preaching. Whatever
yes.
you have to do, just do what God wants you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise
yes,
be to
Lord.
God. You know, churches have their rules and their policies and so forth, and they do like they feel like is right. Amen. I'm not trying to knock anybody or any church, but I'm here to tell you that God requires us to do his will, no matter
Amen.
What.
Amen.
No
Amen.
Matter what the situation
Amen.
Is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, it's hurtful. It's discouraging. But don't stop doing the Lord's will. Just
Amen.
Keep on doing what God
has given you to do.
Amen.
John the Baptist, he was out there in the wilderness. Thank you.
Yes.
And he didn't have an organ or somebody out there backing him up while he
all
was
right.
flying in the
all
wilderness.
Right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's good to hear somebody say amen every now and then, but I don't believe he was getting amen out there in the wilderness.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was the only one out there before anybody came, and he was crying loud in the wilderness. Hallelujah.
Yes, he was.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, until he drew a crowd.
Yes.
And the crowd came around. They didn't know what he was talking about. So
amen.
They weren't there saying, yeah, go ahead, preach it. Amen. They weren't doing that.
No.
They were out there to accuse him, some of them. They were out there to see what was going on. They were curious. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But he did what God gave him to do.
Amen.
God made the way for him to do his will. Praise the Lord.
Yes,
I just want to say I thank God for the word of God. And this word truly is encouraging to my heart. Amen.
Yes.
Praise ought to be a big part of our lives each day. We ought
Amen.
To incorporate in our daily routine a time when we can give some praises to the Lord, when we can sing to the Lord. Amen. Sing aloud upon your bed. So while you're laying down on the bed, just start singing out loud to the Lord. Glory to God. You got to give God praise everywhere you are. Whatever you're doing, take time out and praise ye the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
He is worthy of all the praises. You know, you can praise your way out of trouble. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes trouble might be facing you and you don't know what to do. You're wondering how to go about getting out of this trouble. If you can just start praising God, the Lord will lift you up out of that trouble.
Amen.
He will move in your behalf. And I know this to be true. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God will do great and mighty things in your life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. As long as you have breath in your body, give God some kind of praise. Amen.
Yes.
See?
Glory to God.
Through this word, can you see that prayer and seeking the Lord for help and coupled with praise and song brought about great deliverance, brought about riches, brought about prosperity, brought about great joy. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And I thank God for what he has done. And I want to encourage you tonight, praising God.
Yes.
Again, it doesn't matter who you are. I encourage you to praise the Lord. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
and when you stand before him, hallelujah, give him praise. Glory
Amen.
To God. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Open your mouth wide. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let the praises ring out. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Glory to God. And you know, the enemy becomes confused and they become dazed and wondering what is going on when they're trying to overthrow you and trying to upset you and saying all manner of things to you. And you just start giving those praises out. They'll get confused. They'll start wondering what's going on here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to make them feel miserable, and here they are giving God some kind of praise.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to say this And come on in. Praise the Lord. I was just thinking on today how sometimes, you know, you meet people or you work with people and you're around people and they start saying all kinds of things and using profanity and have no kind of respect for you whatsoever.
Yes.
You know, and I thought about that. You know, and my reaction was that when they say something like that, hallelujah, God, thank you.
Glory.
I see they'll stop saying around me, amen. You know, you have to invoke something, amen.
Yes.
Praise God, some
amen.
Kind of reaction to this.
Yes.
I don't want to hear this, so if I can just say, oh, glory, glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord, maybe
thank
they
you.
Won't talk like that around me
yes.
anymore. Amen, yes. praise the Lord, but I just thank God. I chuckle to myself that they'll probably look at me like I'm crazy, but it'll be all right. I'll be
amen.
Smiling and giving God praise, and I might even start singing, hallelujah, praise be to God.
Right. Yes.
I just thank God for his precious word. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us to the throne of grace.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. Whatever it is that you need from the Lord is able to do it. It doesn't matter how hard it seems, God can do it. If we would just only hear what thus saith the Lord, oh my God, then we can prosper and the Lord can establish us as
amen.
The word of God has spoken. And let us know that if we would hear the prophet, that we would prosper. And
amen.
If we would hear that he would do these things for us. So
yes.
let us turn our hearts and minds, whatever it is. If you need a job, if you need finance, if you need healing, if you need to be saved, God
yes.
can do it.
Glory.
Believe God right now. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you look upon the souls of men, those that are under the sound of my voice. Pray that you touch them right now, Lord. Send on power, Lord. Send on strength, Jesus. Send on healing. Send on deliverance, Lord. Save some soul, oh Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door that may be closed. You're a way maker. We know you can do it today, Lord. We're trusting in you. We believe your word today. We heard that word tonight, Lord. And we believe you, Lord. As the scripture has said, and we take you at your holy word. Your word is true, Lord. Your word is powerful. Hallelujah. Today, Lord, we believe you, Lord. Help us to trust in you. In the name of Jesus, we know you're a way maker. We know you can do it, Lord. Do it, Lord Jesus. Do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, make the way, Lord. Somebody needs you, Lord, for a financial blessing. We know you can do it, Lord.
Make
it, Jesus. Make the way, Lord. Jesus, somebody needs you to be saved, Lord. Somebody want to be saved. They want to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we know you can do it, Lord. Save Jesus. Save to the utmost. Fill with the Holy Ghost, Lord. Heal, Lord, from the arthritis. Heal,
Jesus,
from the cancers, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
We know you're a healer, Lord. We know you're a deliverer, Lord. You work miracles, Lord. You're a miracle worker, Lord. Continue to work, Lord. Continue to heal, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We're praying, Lord. We're down here waiting on you. No other help we know, Lord. You are our help. You are our very present help in trouble, Lord. Send on help, Lord. Send on your anointing, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Move, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. While we're praying, Lord. While we're down here waiting. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done, Lord. Help us, Jesus, to take heed to your word. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it, Lord. We're trusting in you. You're a miracle worker, Lord. You can fix every situation. You know all about it, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch us, oh Lord, and we will be touched. Bless us, and we shall be blessed. In the name of Jesus, look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to send that anointing, oh Lord. Continue to have your way in our life, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Keep her, Jesus. Help her to continue to do your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, make ways for her. Open up doors, Lord. Jesus, have thine own way, Lord. Look on that soul that may be disencouraged. Look on that soul that may be cast down.
What's going on,
Lord? Right now, Lord, lift the burden of their heart. Help them to do your will. Help them, oh Lord, to rise.
Help
the dust and from the ashes. Help them to get up, Lord, and to do your will and to speak your word. Hallelujah, Lord. Help, Lord. Jesus, to praise thy name and give your name the praise in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh Lord.
Help
us to praise
you.
Thou art worthy. Your name is worthy to be praised. Thou art a mighty God. Help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. Help us, Jesus, to lift you up in the highest. Help us, Lord, to bless you in the morning, bless you in the noonday, bless you in the evening.
Help
us, oh Lord. Help today, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done, oh Lord. Go with us and stand by us. Touch, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. We know you can do it. We believe you. And we take you at your word. And we are thankful unto you right now, Lord. We thank you right now. We give glory, glory and honor unto thy name, Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your holy name, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way to more, Lord. And let your will be done in us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. To live according to thy word, oh Lord. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God. We thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the souls. We thank you, oh Lord. Pray that you continue to send the souls. Continue to bless them, oh Lord. Continue to make ways for them, oh Lord. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. We'll give thy name to praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I thank God for that beautiful message that came through Evangelist Hanina. She preached under the anointing, and I thank God for the word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ought to give his name the praise. God is so worthy. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. We have no excuse. You may say, well, I'm not where I should be. That's no excuse. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. As the preacher already preached, she said that nobody can hold you down from praising God. You know, God told us. That's what the message was saying. It said, praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Praise you. You praise him. Don't worry about whether nobody else is praising. You praise him.
Yes.
If he woke you up this morning, you ought to praise him.
Amen.
If he gave you food on the table, you ought to praise him. Hallelujah. Maybe
Thank
you don't have everything
Hallelujah.
That you want or everything that you desire to have, but you have your life. If you have life, if you have breath in your body,
Come
you
on.
Ought to praise God.
Amen.
Scripture tells us in the 148th number of Psalm,
Come on.
Praise the Lord from the earth. The dragons can praise God.
And all right.
It said the fire, praise God.
Yeah.
You hear fire burning?
All right. Come on.
Fire, something burning. The fire. And the fire is making a crackling noise. Fire is praising God. And hell.
Yes.
Against the window. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
And here, you hear the hell.
Yes.
Against the window.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The hell is praising God.
Amen.
The snow is praising God.
Yes.
Paper is praising God.
Yes.
Stormy wind. Filling his word.
Glory
to
God.
The Bible said mountains and all hills.
Yes.
Trees and all cedars.
Glory to God.
All cattle.
Oh.
Things, and flying fowl. Of the earth.
Thank you.
Of the earth. Praising God.
Lord.
And all people.
Yes.
All people. All judges of the earth. Young men. And children, praise God. Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth.
Hallelujah.
All these things, praise God. The birds, praise God.
Amen.
Early in the morning, you hear the birds. Outside your window, and singing.
Yes.
Hallelujah, they're praising God. The
Amen.
Trees clapping, the wind blowing through the trees, and they're just clapping.
My God.
God praise. You know why? Why all these things, praising God, they have breath.
Yes.
Let everything that has breath.
Yes. Glory to God.
Everything.
Every
breath. And it says, praise the Lord. You praise him.
Yes.
Everything praising. You praising. So we don't have no excuse.
That's
right. We don't have no excuse for not praising God. We don't have no excuse for not clapping our hands.
That's
not
right.
Going forth in the dance.
Come on.
Not lifting up our voice. We have no excuse.
Thou
art inexcusable, old man. We are without excuse because we have breath in our body.
Amen.
So we ought to praise the Lord in the good times, in what seem to be bad times, in illness. We can still. If you can't hear that word, maybe you can raise your hand, wave your hand, clap your hands unto the Lord. God will honor that. I just thank God. That was a beautiful message on the night. It was very necessary because people are now sitting down on the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Making all kinds of excuses why they can't praise him, why they can't sing. Why they can't clap their hands? Why they can't pat their feet? But there is something that you can do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you got breath in your body, there is something you can do.
Amen.
You just take your little cane and just bounce, hit it on the floor.
Oh, right.
That's what you have to use. If you have to use a cane to walk, just take that cane and pat it on the floor.
Yeah.
God, some praise.
Thank you.
Amen. We have no excuse.
Glory to God. God has done great things for us. And if we say, surely we don't have any excuse.
Amen.
Because we know praise humbly to the saints.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just thank God. Beautiful, beautiful message. And I enjoyed it to the highest. Glory to God. I got a lot out of those scriptures. And I'm encouraged.
Amen. Me too.
To the word of God. And if I'm keep preaching the word of God, continue to let the Lord have his way. The Lord is moving by his spirit.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is blessing.
Thank you.
Somebody is being blessed. Souls are being reached.
Hallelujah.
The word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is encouraged today. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has heard the true word of God.
Thank you,
Jesus. So just keep on preaching and keep letting the Lord have his way. And I'm just thankful. I glorify the Lord. And to all who are listening, we encourage you to continue to listen to the word of God. There's a lot in the word of God that you can receive. And you can be blessed. You can be prosperous if you hear the prophets of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Service
you,
Jesus. Is now back into the hands of Evangelist Hamia. And before I go, before I turn it over to her, I want to say I thank God for those of you, some of my family members who may be listening on tonight. We are so grateful.
Yes.
So grateful.
Amen.
That you had a mind to tune in to this broadcast on tonight. And I want you to know you have our prayers. And whatever you need, God has it for you. Just continue to look to the Lord. God bless you. Service into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for anointed prayer coming through Evangelist May and also for the exhortations. And she mentioned the 148th number of Psalm, which I was going to include in the message tonight. So the Lord just added it on in. Amen.
All right.
Praise God.
So
I just thank God for that part two of the Word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Lord. So this is an exhortation for us to praise the Lord because everything, that has breath is required to praise the Lord. Amen. So we do thank God for this portion of the broadcast. We thank God, truly thank God for each and every one of you and for Evangelist May's family members who are listening.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We thank God for you faithfully tuning in and for your prayers and your support. And we are praying earnestly that God will continue to bless. Amen. We just thank the Lord for the blessings he's bestowed upon us. And in your leisure, you know, you can take time out and just read over the scriptures that you have heard over time. And God, he has a way of giving us more enlightenment and enriching us concerning his word if we would take the time and read the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And God would do great things in your life. I mean, we're grateful. We thank the Lord for my daughter. Thank God for her being the host, doing a beautiful job. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to her for some announcements. And I'd like to say if there's any ministers or evangelists listening out there and you would like to have some remarks, we would like for you to send a text to the number that we give out. Just send a text if you want to have some remarks. To 410-209-7503. Just text me and let me know, and I'll give you a number to call so you can be included in the broadcast and give remarks. Now at this time, we're going to get some announcements. Evangelist Khadija.
Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. I was thinking the other day about the joy that came my way. Took away my frown and the things that had me bound. I thought about all the time when I was walking around in the day. Tonight I stand before you with nothing but praise. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Praise the Lord. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank God for the word. Thank God for prayer. We thank God for everybody on the broadcast tonight. If anybody would like a copy of tonight's message or any other message that has been preached on this show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title One School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry, the number 100@gmail.com, to tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. Let us continue to pray for the bereaved Edmonds family. We want to also add it to the prayer list is Mother Lily Tyler and the Tyler and the Johnson family. Mother Lily, she lost her sister, and we want to continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., for Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, and Minister Troy Johnson. Continue to pray for the Turner family, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, the Breeze Cowley family, Mr. Wade, Mother Mary Colbreth, that's Evangelist Martha's mother, and Pastor Patricia Smith, as well as the bereaved Smith family, the bereaved Best family, Joycelyn Rivers, Clarissa and her children, Evangelist Sheila Peoples, the bereaved Diggs family, Brenda Edmond and the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, Ms. Tia, Gloria West and family. And if you're looking to support any other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth, Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoax. Also, please forgot about this, my dad. Please pray for my father, Mr. Adib Hameen. He was diagnosed with COVID, and he's at home recuperating, but I just want to remember him in prayer. And Ministry Emmanuel Hoax and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. On Sundays at 11 o'clock a.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. Feel free to join us this Sunday. If you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website, leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comments section of the broadcast, or you can send a text to 410-209-7503. If you would like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21234.
3-0. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. The rest of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. We thank God for the announcement. And we thank God once again for this radio broadcast. Truly has been a great blessing to me and also an expansion of my ministry. And I want to encourage every one of you who are seeking to do more for the Lord in your ministry to just expand. In other words, launch out into the deep. I know that it's comfortable hanging around the shallow water, but it's time to launch out into the deep. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe when the Lord told them to thrust out, you know, ways from the brink, from the banks of the river, to cast their nets, and they did that, and they drew all kinds of fish. They had called all night long. You know, this was a move that the Lord commanded them to do, but they knew that it was just bleak. You know, they hadn't caught anything all night, and it appeared that there was just no fish available. But the Lord just told them to cast their net. And when they did, at his word, they believed him. And they did it because he told them to do it. And when they obeyed the Lord, then wonderful things happen. Praise God.
Amen.
So sometimes we can be laboring, and it seems like our ministry is just not effective, and it seems like it's not going anywhere, seems stagnant. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's the time to take a leap of faith and launch out, and the Lord will prove himself. Praise the Lord. Don't try to figure it out and try to do it yourself, but let God do it, and he will do everything. He'll take care of everything. So get activated. Amen. If you've been sitting around, get up and get activated. And do something for the Lord. So let us continue to praise the Lord always. Let us lift up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for blessing us once again. Evangelist May, do you have any other words you'd like to say?
Yes. I believe Evangelist Marshall, Mother Marshall, I think she's scheduled to preach tonight on the PNN station. And I believe Bishop Marshall. I believe Bishop Marshall is scheduled to preach tonight, I think. And then I think he's supposed to preach on.
Amen.
Yes. And I thank God also for my family in Jacksonville, Florida. And I hope they got to listen in. But if not, we still look forward to you once you get a chance to listen in on this broadcast.
Amen.
Say this second to your hand.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. So let us bear one another up in the word of God. Let us bear one another up in prayer. Let us continue to pray for those on the prayer list, because I know that prayer changes things. Prayer works every time. Amen. Praise God. You see how in the word of God they got together, they prayed, they asked God for help, and God sent help. Amen.
Yes, he did. Amen.
They got together. It was unity there. See, unity, there is strength. Praise the Lord. There's a great bond there that cannot be broken. And so that prayer went straight up to the Lord, and the Lord heard them. And he delivered them. He brought salvation. So
that's it.
So if you have a special desire, need God to do something, amen. And those names on the prayer list, you want to add your name, please. Send your name in,
and we'll add your name to the prayer list. Amen. If you don't want people to know your whole name, put your first name. God knows your last name, and we'll just pray because God knows who you are. Amen.
Amen.
You could send in anonymous. You could say, just pray for me. God knows who you are.
Yes, he does.
Amen. So we do thank the Lord for the broadcast. Thank God for your patience. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, let us keep our minds on the Lord. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again on the radio broadcast. Praise God. Thank God for you. This concludes the broadcast for this evening. God bless you, Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist Khadijah.
God bless you.